Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you'd like to ask a question, dial star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to introduce your host, Ms. Jennifer Kelly. You may begin.
Thank you, Holly, and welcome, everyone. On behalf of the WebSphere Portal team, I'd like to welcome you to our 2012 Open Mic webcast series. Today's topic is WebSphere Portal performance and troubleshooting. My name again is Jennifer Kelly, and I'll be the moderator for the Open Mic, and I do have a few logistics to go over before we begin. In addition to this phone call, we'll be sharing a slide presentation using IBM Smart Cloud for Social Business, formerly Lotus Live. You can find the URL to that web conference in the invitation for today's event. Today's presentation will be given by Mr. Hunter Presnell. Hunter is a member of our Level 2 support team. When the presentation is complete, it should run about 10 minutes, no more than 15 minutes. We will open the lineup for you to ask our panel of experts some questions. In addition to Hunter, we have several other members of our support and development teams who have joined us today. Our goal in hosting these events is to help you help yourself and to provide answers to your technical questions. And when scheduling the events, we do try to choose topics that our support team tend to get a lot of questions on. During the call today, you'll be presented with three poll questions, which we'll display in the web conference. Please take a moment to answer the questions and let us know if the event is helping you. If you've joined our web conference already, you'll notice an area in the conference where you can type chat text. You should feel free to share comments and questions in there. I'd like to note, though, if you do share comments in the web conference, take a moment to select all from the recipient drop-down list located in the bottom right. That allows our entire panel to view your comments. Depending how many questions we get, the panel can get very busy over the phone and may not always see the comments in the web chat. So if you do have a question, I encourage you to ask it over the phone to get a complete and thorough answer. I think that's all the logistics we had, so I'm going to hand the call over to Hunter for the presentation. Hunter, you may begin.
Okay, thank you. We're going to talk today a little bit about Portal performance and where we are with the new release for Portal 8. We'll first be going over how Portal 8 compares to Portal 7.02, then looking at the new Managed Pages functionality, and going through a tuning checklist at a high level of what you should be doing to tune your portal install, and then some questions you should be trying to answer if you do see slow portal transactions. And after I'm done, then we'll open up the mic for questions. All right, next slide. So we are finalizing our benchmark measurements now on Portal 8, and we are seeing increased performance in the range of 5 to 15% or so, depending on the platform, which is good across the board on all operating systems and platforms. We're seeing better performance. A lot of this comes through theme improvements that are being carried through from the 7.02 release that came out last year. That new theme there also got approximately 3 to 4% throughput performance increase. So these numbers are on top of that, those changes as well. So if you're migrating from older versions of Portal and changing your theme at the same time, you should see a pretty good performance improvement. On the next slide, the big piece that was added in Portal 8 is the Managed Pages functionality, basically moving page management and administration functions into WCM content repository so that the pages are saved and managed in Web Content Manager. We did measure this as a new scenario in Portal 8, a Managed Pages scenario, where we're creating hundreds of projects and pages an hour. We're doing thousands of edits an hour and publishing those pages that we're creating to a live site. What we see is that there are no effect of rendering the pages once they're published because these published pages are still coming from the release databases like they always have. They're just duplicated in the JCR databases that Web Content Manager uses. We also see that if you did have an active site that was being authored and had a number of in-process pages, that there's only a very tiny performance hit when viewing pages in draft mode. We would still recommend, with this new functionality, that you have a separate authoring server for site administration. So just like the best practice has been for WCM deployments, where you would have an authoring server that is used to create the content and then publish through syndication to the actual rendering server, we would recommend that the same best practice for managed pages as well. Not necessarily because the performance is bad, but mostly just because there is overhead of having the site toolbar enabled on your production rendering site, that having the ability to go into edit mode when you don't need it, there is a performance hit there. And it also keeps page management workload off of the main system so that the database activity from the writes and the edits are kept off of your main rendering system. Next page. Just as a very high-level overview of what we look at when we're tuning Portal, these are roughly in order. The things to look for would be to tune the JVM, so make sure you have the correct heap size, the generational garbage collection is enabled, that you're running with a 64-bit JVM where possible. Then tune things like thread pools from the database server or the web container, the number of threads and processes that the IBM HTTP server supports, and then the LDAP server and the virtual member manager and WebSphere. Caches in Portal are very important. That would be the next thing to start looking at tuning, the internal Portal caches, as well as any proxy server, reverse proxy caches you have, and then making sure that the content you're serving is being properly cached by browsers when it can be. Rendering mode, this is more to manage pages and web content manager that you are not having authoring and site updates happen on your primary server that's being used by the majority of users to view content. Consider portlet complexity next, at how complicated are the portlets, how much work is being done to render that portlet, and can that be either broken up into different portlets or somehow made less complex. Then looking at the theme, in the new theme in 7.02 and 8, there's the concept of theme profiles to allow you to easily add and remove pieces from the theme. So if you don't need those pieces, we'd recommend turning off what you can. The heavy hitters that we've seen in our measurements are active site analytics and tagging and rating. So if you're not using those features, those would be the first considerations to turn off. And then finally, older hardware. We're seeing significant performance improvements from newer hardware, Power 7 and some of the newer Intel Nehalem, as well as Z196. We're also seeing a pretty good performance boost from the newer hardware. So when in doubt, buy more IBM hardware and you'll get a better portal experience. The next slide. When you do see slow portal transactions, here's sort of a quick walkthrough of what you can do. Make sure that the numbers you're reporting are after warm-up. Once portal starts, there's a lot of caches and things that need to be warmed up and have data in before you're going to see valid results, as well as all the JSPs and things that need to be compiled to display the page. So we recommend at least 10 iterations before you really start measuring what the actual response time is. The slow transactions you're seeing with one user in particular are all users? Is it all browsers? Is it users on the local network or only remote users? Is it all the time or is it just during the day? A lot of times we've seen issues where response times are slow during the day actually because of networking issues where the network's overloaded during the day, but at night everything's fine. Is it a database problem? Particularly the application databases you're accessing to render portlets. And then finally, just doing a sanity check to make 100% sure that what you expect has changed is what really changed, that there's nothing else that's changed in the environment. All right, that's it for my opening remarks. I think we're ready to open the floor for questions.
At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, dial star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Please unmute your phone and record your first and last name clearly when prompt. Once again, to ask a question, dial star then 1. One moment. We do have a question in queue. One moment while it queues up. Our first question, I believe, comes from Yemen. Your line's open.
Hello, thanks for the interesting presentation. Actually, for me, I'm wondering regarding the statement for 64-bit. Last time, actually, I was diving deeper into it. The statement was that 32-bit JVMs are better performing than 64-bit JVMs, and also the performance report I've seen for VAS 7 onward still stated the same statement. So it was the recommendation to use 32-bit unless we need the heap set of 64-bit JVMs. Was there a major change in the JVMs now, meanwhile, or is the portal code leveraging specific 64-bit features of the JVM? Thanks.
So yes. In absolute terms, a 32-bit JVM is probably going to perform a little bit better than a 64-bit JVM. But the key there is if you need a larger heap. And what we find with Portal, because Portal makes such extensive use of caches, that the more memory you can give Portal, the better it's going to perform. And especially on newer hardware, we find that you're not going to be able to drive a new system, say something that came out in the last 2 or 3 years, to 100% CPU utilization without giving Portal something on the order of at least 3.5 to 4 gigs of memory. Mostly because you're using all that extra memory to create larger caches, so you're doing less database access and just pulling things from memory. So that's really the benefit, is that, you know, overall performance might be a little bit lower, but the fact that you can use 2 gigs more of memory at least for caching provides a performance benefit.
Okay, great. Makes perfectly sense to me. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, dial star then 1.
I'd like to jump in and just spend a second. There was a question asked in the forum prior to the event about how do I decrease my server startup time in production, and would deleting the out-of-box portlets, which they're not using, would that help?
There are a couple of modes for Portal. There is the development mode you can have if you are using this in a testing or development environment. And there's also for production, there's a production portal light mode also, where some of the applications are not started until when they are needed. So those are options. There isn't necessarily a recommendation to delete them, but you may find ways to disable them somehow using those modes. Obviously, there's also you can manually disable any of the applications you don't want starting up. That way it's disabled and not deleted, because what if you delete them and later you realize maybe you may have deleted the wrong thing? So disabling is probably a better option. The performance guide for 7 and for 6.617 and then 8 that comes out in a few months should have the information in there, and there are some tech notes out there on the same issues. So you do have quite a few options for that.
All right, that's great. Thank you. Holly, is anyone queued up for a question at this time?
We do have another question in queue. Our question comes from Eddie. Your line's open.
Yep. If you can hear me now.
Yes.
This is Harry, and we have a portal implementation, and we have played around a little bit with caches. I want to know what caches we can enable in Portal and how it relates to the 32-bit and 64-bit, bit hardware. You just referred to the 32-bit performing better without the caches, and I don't know which caches specifically could be enabled and what kind of performance improvement that could bring into the environment.
Well, so we actually don't measure with any of the caches disabled, and we do make some changes to the default cache sizes that are shipped out of the box. That's all documented in the tuning guide we publish on the Portal Wiki. There will be an 8.0 version coming out within the next month, so the 7.0 version should get you started. Most of what we tune on cache sizes are around user caches. So there's a number of caches that store things like LDAP attributes and things based on that, like usernames, as well as permissions and ACLs and things like that to determine what pages each user can see. And the tuning there is really around how many users you're going to have accessing your site in a certain period of time. In the ideal case, you would be able to set your cache sizes such that every user who's going to visit the site in the cache timeout time frame would be in the cache, and that you wouldn't be pulling any data from LDAP or databases. And in our benchmarks, at least, where our data population is 100,000 users, and we're logging in, I believe, 20 or 30,000 of those in 30 minutes. So we need cache sizes that can have that many users active on the site at once, which is where we get into 64-bit, because you need more than 2 gigs of memory to cache that amount of data.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is probably not relevant to everyone, but there's a little bit, I think it's another performance document out there from, I'm thinking it's the same presentation from Hunter, the same checklist, a little longer than what we just had, because it's an open mic, and I posted that in the forum there.
Yeah, that was probably from the Extreme Web Experience Conference.
Probably, yes. It touches on scenarios and probably deals a little bit more with the checklist and options that you may possibly have.
And our next question in queue comes from Mark. Your line's open.
Thank you. Early in the presentation, it was reported that you observed performance of hundreds of creations, hundreds of publications, thousands of edits per hour. What kind of hardware was that run on, and was the authoring and rendering environments separate for that?
So in that measurement, that's specifically an authoring measurement, where we're not doing any other workload that's viewing those pages other than what it takes for the author to get to the pages that are going to be edited. That hardware was done on Windows 2008, an Intel server. The specific model was IBM 3550 M2 level servers, so approximately 2010 era Intel chips. I think they're Nehalem EX level processors. So relatively modern Intel hardware, but not anything enormous. Four cores with 8 gigs of memory, and for the database, we were running that on a 6-disk RAID array.
On the same box or a different box?
Separate database and portal servers.
Okay.
And our next question comes from Aaron. Your line's open.
Hi there. So the I have a couple of questions, actually. We've had a lot of problems with the cache settings, as in we weren't clear about which caches control what. And looking at some of the documents, we weren't getting an idea about the hierarchy of caches in Portal, for example, Puma versus VMM versus whatever else. Is there any document that would make that clear, as in which caches depend on what and what kind of data would be held at these caches? Because we haven't seen something that could help there.
Some of that is documented in the Portal Wiki, but it may be scattered if you're actually looking for a hierarchy chart or something. I don't know if there's anything specific, but we do go into a lot of the background of the caches and why we tune them in the tuning guide. That may be what you want to look at. If you read into it, there is some duplication in the caching structure, in that there are VMM caches that store LDAP DNs, and then there's caches on top of that that would pull out, say, the CN, the common name, and store that as just a username in Portal and things like that. So there is a little bit of a hierarchy in that sense, but I don't know if we have any of that explicitly documented. But I would start with the tuning guide and see if that answers most of your question.
Yeah, I mean, in one of the tuning guides we'd seen, there was a sort of a heat map which talked about various caches, but again, it wasn't really a hierarchy. So in terms of being able to tune the portal and say, I want this performance by reducing this cache or increasing that cache, it wasn't clear about what the knock-on effects were.
Yeah, it's usually an iterative process. I think the easiest thing would probably be to get the there is a cache view report list that you can get from support that will show you the hit rates and the discard rates on all the caches,
Yeah.
And you can do that for your particular environment and see which caches need to be increased. And then
cache monitor.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I mean, if there is something like a hierarchy that helps, that would be great.
Yeah. I don't know if we explicitly document that anywhere though.
Okay. All right. And the second question, I think people are actually asking this on the text chat as well. We're using Page Builder today and with 701, we've noticed that there are some really massive files that go up with Page Builder.
Right.
Where is the Page Builder theme heading? We've heard a lot of things about it getting replaced or superseded in 702 or 8. Is that still on course or?
Yeah. So the new theme that was introduced in 702 and added on in 8.0 is going to supersede Page Builder. Page Builder 2 should still run on Portal 8. It's not something we explicitly performance tested, but it was functionally tested to know that it works. So, migrating to 8 is potentially a two-part process. You migrate to 8.0 and then you change the theme to the new theme. Yeah, that would be the way to go. I'm guessing when you say you see massive files on Page Builder 2, you're probably looking at the Dojo and the IBM Mashups Enabler and some other pieces that are included. The benefit of the newer themes is that those are now modularized, and if you don't need them, you can remove them from the profile. So, and you can even specify profiles per page. So where you needed Dojo on a page, you could download it, and on pages where you didn't need it, you could not download it. So like on your landing page, you could make your landing page load faster if it didn't need Dojo. And then again, if you didn't need Dojo at all, then you could put in a jQuery module, say, and load that. And as far as portal internals, where Dojo is needed internally by administrative portlets and other pieces, that's been moved to, there's a notion of a deferred set of modules so that it's included in the profile, but it doesn't load until specific events are triggered. Specifically, the one obvious place that comes to mind is when you enter edit mode and manage pages, it triggers deferred module loading, so it will then load Dojo.
Okay.
The other part of that is that even the newer theme has some big artifacts, and the key is to make sure that when they're served, they're, if possible, if they're shared and cacheable, if they're cached outboard and they're shipped around in the gzip format, and that you can usually do that with HTTP server tuning.
All right, brilliant. Thank you.
We have had a lot of questions in the web chat. We had page builder question, which I think was just answered over the phone. Couple others. If any of the panelists would prefer to speak to any of these questions rather than trying to type answers, now would be a great time for that as well.
And our next question over the phone comes from Ken. Your line's open.
Hi. You had mentioned having both a development and a production version of Portal running. I'm trying to figure out where exactly you would change the mode so that you have a development and production. Any links or anything would be helpful.
Yeah, it's really a staging authoring environment versus production. So you would have your authoring environment isolated, and you'd create content there and then syndicate it to the production site. And that's documented in the Portal Wiki. I think you probably, what the topic you want to look up is syndication.
Okay.
Under Web Content Manager. The syndication in managed pages works the same way.
I think even Info Center goes into some detail on topologies, common topologies like that. So,
great, thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question over the phone, dial star then one.
So we'll wait a few moments to see if there's any final questions from anyone. We can wrap up early if need be. So if there's any outstanding questions you have, I encourage you to press star one. And panelists, if there's anything you still would like to speak on, now would be the time for that.
There's a question about the enabling the different modes. The tuning guide has the Portal 7 tuning guide has the the port development mode. I also just posted the portal light mode, enabling and disabling the portal light mode in development, if you so wish.
Okay, Mark, thank you very much. Holly, do we have a question?
We did have another question queue up. Again, I believe it's Nibriam. Your line's open.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Gabriel speaking. I was tuning a portal environment and we observed that of course there was not privileged user. The community customization data pool size were really, really used, and I am searching what could be the root cause of that.
So what was the issue you were saying?
I was tuning a portal environment, and we thought a privileged user role. So all user was have only user role. That means they cannot change anything on the portal.
Right.
Yeah. But I observed that the customization data source pool size was really, really used, up to 10 connections, 20 connections, sorry.
Unless things are changing, I wouldn't think the customization database would be doing that much, but 10 connections doesn't seem... 10 or 20 connections doesn't seem huge, but if they're all active all the time, that points to a configuration problem somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what that would be, but...
But with a good configuration, this database domain will not, is not used.
Yeah, if they've got a lot of personalized pages, then the customization database can be heavily used, and it's conceivable some indexes might need to be added on it or something.
Yeah.
I spoke the full content of the portal, and there was no content from the customization domain. That I was wondering.
But I guess I get database snapshots to tell you if that database is heavily, if there are slow queries that maybe could be optimized.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that you need to dig deeper. We may require you to open a PMR for that. I don't know how much we can dig in here on this call.
Okay.
Another option you can do is post the question to the forum. I'll paste a link to that in a moment. You could also post your question there.
I posted the question on DeveloperWorld, so.
What you can do is you can also just post it to the forum for this particular. For this particular event, and I will get as much information as possible to you.
Okay, thanks.
And there are no further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
I also wanted to mention one more thing. I just posted a knowledge collection document and it portal performance document, and it just goes through a list of the usual things you may need to look at for portal, the tuning guides, or some of the simpler or the more common configurations that people may want to know about or may reference. Sort of a cheat sheet that may come in very handy.
That's great, Mark. Thank you. That's a good resource. Which reminds me, just to let folks know that if you want to save the web chat. We are going to transcribe the questions and answers. That can take a week or so until we get that posted. But in the meantime, if you wanted to save the web chat, you can do so by clicking. There's a little save chat choice at the bottom of the web chat window, and that can enable you to save the web chat as a text file to your computer if you need to go back and look at any of these links or anything else that we shared today. So I think we'll be able to give you 25 minutes back of this call. I hope you found the call useful today. This call was recorded, and we will share that MP3 file in the tech note associated with this event, which is 702-4895. So that particular tech note will have the slide presentation. It will have the recording in a few days. It will have a transcription of the Q&A that occurred as well, so that's the place to go to, and it also links to the forum entry where you can post any questions you may still have unanswered. The scheduling of our upcoming events can be found on our Technical Exchange site. You can simply do a web search for Lotus Technical Exchange to find that page. We have two or more of these events per month. You can like our Facebook page, and you can also follow us on Twitter. I think that's all we had for today. So thank you again for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And Holly, we're all set.
And this concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time.